Hey everybody, this is Andrew with the Family Gamers once again on the show floor at PAX East 2017, and I am very happy that I have run into an old friend, Andrew Innes, the creator of Duple and Anomia, who we have talked about, which we have talked about so much on our show. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
So I also had my copy of Duple with me that you signed in 2014. I now have a badge for 2017 on that as well. So we'll have to do this again.
Yes, of course. Every year, I'll just sign it again.
All right, sounds great. So you've actually got some new stuff that I haven't seen before. Some stuff I knew was going to come, but I hadn't seen.
Right.
And some stuff that's a little bit different. So what's this black box I see here?
So this is Anomia X. And it is the long, sort of long-awaited, in my mind anyway, sort of adult-oriented version of Anomia. It's got four new Anomia decks in it, and it's got the sort of sex and drugs and rock and roll aspects that you might expect, and then a whole bunch of other stuff that is sort of more culturally adult. It's a really nice mix of like high and lowbrow content. So take that as you will.
All right, interesting. And another thing that I didn't even notice until actually my sister bought a copy of Duple yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Was that you've kind of reworked it a little bit?
I did. I re-released Duple last year, kind of quietly. I didn't want to draw a lot of attention to it, but I just wanted to. I felt like the game needed some more flexibility and the ability, like, it was too much of a stumper, and I wanted people to, like, have an out when they got really stuck. And so I basically created a lot more categories and changed the rules just slightly to make it flow a little bit more quickly. So,
but it's basically the same great game in the same great box.
I think it's even better now. So there's just a few improvements to the way the mechanic works and also just to the content. So it wasn't a huge change, but I think it works way... I think it is improved by, like, you know, 40 to 50% in my opinion, you know.
So. Cool. And I do see something in the back there, which is a completely brand new product, which isn't even out yet, that you mentioned to me the other day, and that is Anomia Kids. So tell me about this. This is really neat.
This is a prototype that I have that I'm holding in my hand here, and basically I took the same mechanic from Anomia, so symbol matching and face-offs, and I applied it to a card game for kids where instead of where they have to name a category of something, they see an image on the card, like a swing or a whale, and they just have to come up with a word that starts with the same sound as whatever the image is. So if their card has a crab on it, then they're going to be thinking of a cuh sound or a cruh sound. If their card has a bird, then they're going to be thinking of a bee sound, a word that starts with a bee sound. And this is really fun with kids that either don't read at all or are just really learning to read, or they can read but they just aren't super fast readers. You know, playing Anomia is really challenging, and you really, developmentally as a child, you don't really get there till you're over 10, and even maybe at 11 or 12, like, you're really, your brain is really fast, but at 10, you're still, like, just getting to the point where you can play Anomia. But this, you can really easily identify, like, an image and tell me what the starting sound is, even if you're 5, like, so it's a really, and then when you see a bunch of 5 and 7-year-olds playing this, it's so neat, because they just get it, they get right into it, so...
Right, that's cool. And does it have all the other stuff like wilds and things
like
that?
Yeah, everything is the same. Wild cards, revealed matches, like all the things. It's the same exact mechanic as Anomia, so it just uses images. And also one really neat thing about this game is over the summer I was playing it with a French teenager and then who was 14, and then my two kids who were 8 and 10 and myself. So we had, you know, an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 47-year-old, and we played it in French and English simultaneously because it doesn't matter what language you play it in. You can actually play it in any language. Whether you can verify that the person's saying the right word is another thing, but you can actually play it in any language, which is really neat for a game. So
That's really cool. And so when is Anomia Kids? What are we looking at for that on timing?
If the stars align, then it will be ready in the spring. So we're done with the game development. We're doing the packaging now, and I have to write the rules, which is always the most fun part of the process. So we're pretty far along with the packaging. We just have to make our final choices and just do some small refinements there. And then I'd say the next big hurdle is the rules, and then just getting the actual, like, artwork applied to a die line and getting some samples made up at the factory. And so,
cool. And yesterday when we were talking, you were telling somebody else sort of why the game Anomia is called Anomia.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I'd love for you to tell that story.
Oh, yeah, sure. So Anomia, it's a very old Greek word. It means literally without a name. It has some other connotations, like there's a biblical connotation around chaos and lawlessness. So, and then there's a modern medical usage, which is a problem with word finding or word recall. It's related to anomic aphasia, which is a condition that some people suffer from. And then it's also a type of oyster, a bivalve oyster, I don't know why. But those first three things, the chaos, lawlessness, the sort of inability to recall a word, and the name itself, which means without a name. It's just a perfect name for this game when I was trying to find the right name for the game. And it also didn't have a trademark on it, so that was really good too.
Sure.
Because who wants to use the word Anomia? It's kind of a weird word.
Right.
And I get people look at it cross-eyed a lot still, but I love that about it because I like that it's not an obvious game name. Like, they're like, what is that? What is that thing?
It's almost like a talking point to
it's
get somebody
drawn
in.
Mark, it's like, oh, what is that thing? So I definitely got some resistance to that, but, that's why I ultimately published it myself at first. So I think it's the perfect name for the game.
Even though
nobody can pronounce it.
Well, I figured it out eventually. He is Andrew Innes. Innes. He is the creator of Anomia, Anomia X, Duple, and soon Anomia Kid. So yes. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.